Mr. Mayor, councillors, gallery, I don't know how many of you, I would like to preface my questions by referring to the VCAT decision handed down today on the Horn Street site known as Daly Park. I don't know if you're aware of the comments, but I'd just like to, if you haven't all read them yet, I'd just like to refer to some of them. The Elsternwick Structure Plan contains no urban design or built form analysis, no meaningful strategic planning analysis, which explains how the recommended height of 8 to 12 storeys is arrived at. The lack of any rigour or meaningful analysis in establishing these heights lends us to give less weight to them. The Elsternwick Structure Plan is largely devoid of any urban design or strategic analysis that supports the height set out in the Structure Plan. The Elsternwick Structure Plan identifies the need for more analysis and assessment to be undertaken to further refine building heights, as well as the treatment of interface locations and the likely shadow to impact residential properties. It appears that none of this work has been undertaken prior to the introduction of DDO10. And I could go on, there's lots more there. I put it to you, the VCAT decision on the Horn Street site handed down today is an indictment of the council and its planning department. Especially its planning department, sir. And it's an indictment of the Elsternwick Structure Plan as it stands. How does the council intend to proceed with other planned developments in the light of these findings here? How will council now address the so far neglected concerns of existing residents to these proposed developments? You see here in the chamber people who are protesting. There have been many protests. None of the submissions that we have made individually by petition with 1,400 names on them have been listened to. None. Our concerns as existing residents who elect you have not been considered. There is an election coming up for council in October. If you expect councillors support from us, the residents, you need to address our concerns and repair the structure plan, incomplete as it is, unfinished as it is, and you must ensure that once that structure plan is in place, which we've all been waiting for, that you adhere to it and do not allow these monstrous developments like Woolworths to proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Max. I know the decision only came today and it's a bit hard to give an analysis of it without having read it properly. So did you want to speak to that at all, Mr. Torres? Okay, well, so the question's about what we're going to do and how we're going to proceed. Obviously, we need to take on notice because the decision only came today. But I will say, and I think it's fair enough to say, that all of our structure plan work was done in close consultation with the Department of Planning. Anything that we put in a plan scheme amendment needs to be approved by the Department of Planning. So clearly, a particular VCAT member or two particular VCAT members in the Department of Planning are at cross purposes, and we need to analyse why and how that happened and consult with the Department of Planning to see how they want us to proceed on the basis of that.
Supplemental.
Okay.
Self-president.
Mm-hmm. No, don't you understand we're not in charge, because anything that we want in the planning scheme has to be approved by the government. Anything.
VCAT ACAT is an instrument of the state government of Victoria. It operates under their regulations. They are the ones who have rejected this particular proposal. In fact, the document that I've just referred to says that if council had put forward a proposal for 6 stories instead of 8, VCAT might have been more amenable to 6 stories. Council appears to want to have the maximum height for every location where redevelopment occurs, not considering the impact on the existing residents. If you want to be re-elected, think about the impact you're having on the electors in this municipality.
Okay, just saying that VCAT is an instrument of the state government is exactly the same as saying the Supreme Court is an instrument of the state government. They're completely independent. So what VCAT decides is not an indication of government policy, and we have to work with the government. But we, like I said, we'll look through that and work out how we proceed from here. But it was an interesting decision. It's also a dangerous decision because what it says is that basically the DDO is completely worthless and someone else might go a different way. And again, the DDO was put in by the government. Ben Mandon.